This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having a tremendous day today. My sponsor for the show is quite unhappy with me because I don't mention contact mapping enough. So they decided to reinvent my back screen and just try some subliminal messaging. So I have a feeling you have noticed it by now and you're going, holy mackerel, that's it. But you know what? Look what the NFL does. Look what Eric Worre what does. Look what Lauren Slocum LaHave does. Everybody promotes everything. So I guess, you know, I'm not much of a promoter, but I guess I'm going to try a little bit today. So that's what we're going to do. So this is going to be a crazy show. We're in a brand new studio. It is crazy how cool this is. I wish I could show you the whole deal. We'll take some pictures and post them in the comments so you can just see everything going on. But it is unbelievable. And normally I have two guests, but that's because I know, and don't anybody that's been part of the two guest drill get offended here, but I know that it's easy to run out of content because I used to interview, every day I had a radio show where I was on 3 hours every day, and I interviewed people like you would not believe, like Donald Trump and Maria Bartiromo and Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, and Kramer, all those guys. And I had to interview him in 5 minutes, and that was plenty of time. So I just know for a fact that in a half-an-hour show, I can cover almost all the bases until I get a person like Lauren. And she is such an amazing person, I didn't want to take a chance of running out of air. So here's the deal. This woman is amazing. I mean, since the day she was born, daughter of an optometrist, she just grew up with this entrepreneurial streak with her brother, and she's never, ever given it up. She has decided to become somebody in literally every area of her life that she wanted to, including going to work for the Del Mar Racetrack as director of thoroughbred horses or some crazy deal. She is amazing, and then she hooked up with Tony Robbins. Obviously, she got in the network marketing space in 1990. She's just something else. And everything she touches turns to success because she understands one thing like I understand one thing, and that it isn't about it. It's about the people doing it. And she is the master connector of people at a level like I've never seen before. Sweet Lauren, how are you, kid?
So good. You're so sweet. I just want to hug you through the phone. You're just so nice. I just adore you and your beautiful wife as well.
She's not bad to look at, that girl, and I love her to death. She is doing something today. We're moving into a new house, so she's busier than heck, but she was heartbroken. She couldn't be on the show, number one, because she likes you, but more importantly, because of your philanthropic heart. I mean, we've caught you doing so many things extraordinary for the underdog when nobody was looking that it's unbelievable, and she wanted to tell you she loves you for that too, Lauren, so thank you.
I appreciate it. That's what drives me, for sure.
So tell me a story. Who are you? I mean, how can somebody so tiny be such a ball of fire?
I may be little, but I'm mighty.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit of the backstory you started to share a little bit is I'm originally from Asheville, North Carolina. I'm a little Jewish girl from the South who had big dreams. I mean, I grew up on flea markets, going to the flea markets with my mom, working at Dreamland Drive-In. We would get up early in the morning, and we'd go to work selling just stuff. And, stay there all day long. And like you said, my brother and I were like, hey, this looks pretty interesting. We're making all this money for mom. Why don't we start our own? We started a leather, remember the leather bracelets and the leather belts, and you'd stamp them and color them and paint them. So we started a company called the Cow's Hide, Then, and I saw my dad work really hard, you know, and I saw my parents work really hard, and I was like, you know what, I want to participate in some way. And as well as my dad was with the Lions Club, he was in the Lions Club for 52 years, so he would always be selling brooms for the Lions Club, with light bulbs, we'd be go helping at the Margie McKeon Home for the Blind. I was just writing a story today about my dad. One of his patients was a guest, was a guard at one of the prisons, and he was explaining that the prisoners, they had to line up, and some retired optometrist would just check their eyes. And my dad's like, well, why don't we just bring them into the office? And he brought them into the office, and my mom was telling me that, you know, my dad lost a lot of patients because of that. People are like, I don't want to be there when these maximum security prisoners are there. And I saw my dad treat them, I might cry, I saw my dad treat them with so much respect, you know, whether it's the garbage collector to a, you know, surgeon. To me, that's where I really learned, even with my mom by working at the flea markets, that, you know, everybody's important. No matter, you know, what their background is. And, you know, as I said, my dad always taught me that, I mean, I went to every kind of church. I mean, I'm raised in Billy Graham country. I've went to Billy Graham revivals. I've been to churches where they spoke in tongues, and I went to Catholic school, and my parents would say the worst thing you could be is be ignorant. And they made me, you know, not make me, they, you know, recommended for me to understand everybody's world. And I think that just learning people's stories created so much curiosity and appreciation for who people are and what they've been through and what they're going through. So, and as you said, you know, I went to, so I did that. I was the first girl from Western North Carolina to ever get an Army ROTC scholarship. And I went to the University of Georgia. I'm telling you my whole story. Went to, because everybody expected me to go move to Atlanta and go, you know, work with CNN. And I was the rebel. And I was like, I think I'll go to Colorado and move to Vail and work on my doctorate of waitressing degree. And so that's what I did. And I moved there, and then I was going to be in sports marketing, and I waited on a table full of men, and they said, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I'm like, well, I want to be in Vail, Colorado for the rest of my life, being a waitress. And then they started laughing, and I said, no, I'm going to get into sports marketing. And back in 1987, that wasn't really a thing. And this guy goes, my name's Joe Harper. I'm general manager of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, and I want you to come work for me. And I'm like, where is Del Mar? And he's like, you're perfect. So I moved to San Diego, didn't know a soul. I worked in the group sales and overseeing the, I was the winner circle girl, and I loved it, but it was just kind of this feeling, as wonderful it was, I was still having this feeling of something was missing, and that was that of contribution. And 30 years ago, this November, my friend Tom Lander said, look, we're going to go deliver food to the homeless. Do you want to go? And I'm like, oh my God, that'd be amazing. So I show up at this big house in Del Mar, California, but everybody had a big house in Del Mar. And this house just happened to be in the shape of a castle. And my boyfriend in college had bought me Tony's book, and I never read it. And he goes, one day we're going to go to a Tony Robbins seminar. And I'm like, you're a freak. I'm not doing that. And anyway, it turned out it was Tony's house. 30 years ago, it was his very first basket brigade. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, people finally like me. And I had heard about, just so you know, somebody came and shared a product with me in network marketing, but they never told me about the business. So I did not get involved, just so you know, until 12 years ago. I said no for 17 years because I had the I'm too cool syndrome, you know, about it. And no one ever brought up the business. They just brought up the products for me. So, and then I went, and that night at Tony's house, you know, there were about, I remember walking around the turret, and I remember seeing this guy in the present, this guy in, you know, Nelson Mandela, and I'm like walking around, I see like the book framed in a shadow box. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's that book that my boyfriend Frank bought me in college. And Tony comes up behind me, and he was only 29 at the time, and he goes, oh, have you read my book? And I'm like, no, I haven't read it, but I have it. And I was 24. And he goes, look, I saw you had a really great time. I'd like to invite you to stay for Thanksgiving. So I'm like, all right, cool, like whatever. So I go and I sit around, and the table's shaped like a horseshoe. And there was my friend, Tom, and then there was his really cute friend, and then there was me, and the really cute friend of his goes, what are you doing here? Like, I'm like, I don't know. That guy, you know, invited me, the guy that was in the turret. And he goes, do you know where you are? And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I'm at some house in Del Mar. you know, and I just, because of working at the racetrack, I'd been to fancy schmancy parties and all that stuff. And he says, this is Tony Robbins' company. And I'm like, whatever. Like, you know, I didn't hear it. And, then Tony asked each person to stand up and say what they were most grateful for. And I'm like, I felt my heart sink for a minute. And I'm like, wow, you know, I haven't asked myself that question in a really long time. And I think when we start to get comfortable, you know, we don't ask ourselves. I mean, I live in Las Vegas, and when the recession happened, everybody started to ask themselves that question again, you know? And I'm like, wow, I'm grateful that I finally met a group of people. That's funny, I'm wearing a gratitude shirt. I'm grateful that I finally met a group of people like you, because I didn't know that they were out there. And I think that also happened to me when just getting involved in network marketing. I was like, oh my God, more people like me, like, and you, Tom. Like, I remember meeting you at GoPro, and I'm like, God, what a freaking amazing couple. And so I was, is that feeling again that I had that night back in November, 1989. And I had a great night, and it was amazing, and met great people. But I did, you know, Tony talks a lot about the six human needs, and we have six needs: need for certainty, variety, love and connection, significance, and growth and contribution. And what happened was that, you know, that law of familiarity kind of set back in, and I'm like, oh my God, but I got to go home and pay the bills and work. But I think what happens is, right, like, you have an experience, and nobody can take that experience away from you. And I had this great night, and, you know, went back, and even though I had more of an awareness about what I really wanted in my life. And then 6 months later, I was renting a room from my friend Tom, poor Tom. I mean, Tom's just getting slammed in this, because Tom was actually in a network marketing company and never shared it, you know, like, with the whole thing. But anyway, he rented out a room to me, and it turned out he was renting out the room to somebody else as well. And I came home, and there were a bunch of guy stuff in my room. So he's renting out the same room to me that he was renting out to someone else, because he didn't think that we would meet up, because this guy was traveling on the road a lot. And that is the father of my three children. And so you just never know what'll happen. Then I went and worked, and then they asked me to work for the company, and I went, and I was in the production department with Tony, planning events and ins and outs, and pretty much created the volunteer program, the crew department, because I knew that we wanted to create an environment within the environment, and did that. And then Tony asked me to move to Fiji and launch the program called Life Mastery. So we lived there for 2.5 years. Am I giving you enough, or am I talking way too much?
We got to take a quick break. You have completely done a perfect job. It is exactly as I wanted, and I need you to know how smart I am, because this show would have been like over, and we just getting started, because she's the only guest today. I am so happy we've got Lauren on here. I'm weeping. This is exactly who we all want to be when we grow up. She is about legacy and meaning. We'll be back right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. It's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having an incredible day. Thank you, Ted Anderson from Genesis Communication Network. We love the fact that you put us on the radio every week all over the world. You are an amazing, amazing human being, Ted. And it's also Ted Anderson's birthday today, which is like the cutest thing in the world. So, Ted, this is a telephone and radio hug to you for being the man that you are on so many levels. We are with just one of the most incredible people you'll ever want to meet in your life. And Lauren was talking to us about and took us all the way up to the edge of going to work for Tony Robbins in the production department. But that's just the beginning of the story. So continue that on, Lauren. It's important.
Let's see. I think I went. So I was in production, loved it, doing events. And then, yeah, from events from 10 people to 20,000 people that we were planning events. And then the crew, it was a big outcome for me for graduates of the program to be able to come back and create community. And because people were hungry for more. Then the September 11th, we were in Hawaii doing a program, and obviously a bunch of the speakers couldn't get in. And Tony's like, well, I own a resort in Fiji. I have great speakers. I have people that can facilitate the program. So he asked me and my kid's father to move to Fiji. So we moved our family to Fiji. For 2.5 years, we launched a program called Life Mastery when cleansing wasn't cool. We went to, like, every kind of program you could, raw food certified, wheatgrass, know everything about wheatgrass, everything about everything you can imagine. And so we launched the program. We lived there for 2.5 years. We taught 36 week-long programs a year. So a group would come in, we'd fall in love with them, then they would leave, and then another group would come in, and we'd fall in love with them. And we did that for 2.5 years, and our boys were going to school there and learning the simple things and getting to meet all kinds of people. And then I was like, I got to come back. I feel like I've got a big mission I need to do. And that's when I came back and started doing some events for women, because I saw a lot of women going, well, who am I at my core? And I launched these events, and did that. And then I got into network marketing. I was still working, you know, teaching a couple life masteries, and I was teaching a couple of events in Newport Beach 12 years ago. And I'm like, I love this. I go, but I mean, I was still like, I was like, I'm 41 years old. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm still not getting ahead. I'd written a couple books. One of my books was in People Magazine. That was kind of cool. It was the most inspiring book of the year. And it wasn't a marketing campaign. It was some. So, yeah. And I came back, and that's when my friend Jeff Roberti was attending an event. And I don't know, the rest is history, I guess.
What I love, you know, and I am a big, big Tony Robbins fan, Landmark Forum guy, LifeSpring, Psy Seminars, Michael Burnoff. I mean, you name it. I've done their courses. But being able to monetize personal development has been really, really a blessing for me, too. And I carry my life like Alcoholics Anonymous and personal development inside of network marketing, where I know that my job is to serve, not make money. And you make a pile of money. Let's leave it at that. But at the end of the day, what you make is far more than that, because you've been able to finance making a difference on a global scale that can't be measured by money. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely. I mean, probably one of the, I love what money just makes you more of what you already are, right? Or money is a direct reflection of how many people that you've helped. And I'm like, I want to help a ton of people. You know, probably one of the coolest moments was at Eric's event. I think it was the Most Powerful Women event, and he said, okay, and he introduced the Starkey Foundation about a mission trip, and I, like, turned to a bunch of people. I'm like, let's do it. I'm like, it's 25 grand, Lauren. I'm like, let's do it. Let's figure it out. We've got a team here that's watching us. They're watching, and if we don't go do this, then what are they going to do, right? Yeah. And I turned to a couple of people, and I was shocked that a couple of people didn't do it. Like, honestly, it kind of surprised me. I'm like, really? And I'm like, okay, I've got to figure out how to make this happen. And it wasn't like it was easy for me at that time, actually, to do a $25,000, just, you know, write a check at that moment. My son had just moved to New York. He went to the Gemology Institute. I had other two kids in private school, one in lacrosse. You know, life happens, assistance, all of those type of things. So it's not like it was just easy just to write the check. And I went up on stage, and I'm like, I'm going to freaking figure this out. You know, and then I create, I was like, I was thinking about how resourceful can I be so that I can raise money for the trip. And probably the best experience of my life was going with my son, who's now 19, and we went to Vietnam, and we worked and we did hearing aids, 5,000 hearing aids in 2.5 weeks in Vietnam in the summer. But it was probably one of the most extraordinary things I've ever done, you know. And then what happens is it caused you to go, well, I want to do more. So last year on my 53rd birthday, I was like, we're going to do 5,300 backpacks. I'm going to order 5,300 backpacks, 12 grand. And I'm like, oh my God. But then, like, you see all your friends, you know, 100 doing backpacks here and 100 doing backpacks there. I'm like, yes! Like, this is better than freaking buying a new pair of shoes or buying a new handbag.
All right, we're going to take another break. This is hilarious. We have just gotten into her introduction. But now you can see why she's successful. She hasn't talked about herself. She's talked about how everybody wins by being a citizen of the world. We'll be back right after this on the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some Bahamian communities isolated by floodwaters and debris after Hurricane Dorian, which the official death toll has now risen to 43. Several hundred people, many of them Haitian immigrants, waited at Abco's Marsh Harbor in hopes of leaving the disaster zone on vessels arriving with aid. Bahamian security forces were organizing evacuations on landing craft. Other boats, including yachts and private craft, were also helping to evacuate people. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Lauren Slocum LaHave, and she is amazing. And we're just walking through her life about paying it forward every inch of the way and getting paid for it. And that's all network marketing is falling in love with the process, falling in love with your company, falling in love with your product, but mostly falling in love with the people that are building your business for you. And that's all it boils down to, is love like crazy, then love more, and stop trying to be hip, slick, and cool. Be this person that just gives more than you get. Take your agenda out, put their agenda in, and all of a sudden, miracles start to happen. Just like Tony Robbins says all over the world, literally once a month. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure.
And, doesn't that feel good? I mean, when you meet people every day that you've touched their lives at such a major level beyond finances, doesn't it just bring you to your knees?
Can I show you something real quick? It might take me.
This is great. This is like, why didn't we do this during the, oh, we don't have commercials. All right, we're going to do this. So what she's doing, what Lauren is doing is running to get something that I'm going to verbally tell you because it's a radio show, what she's showing me. But this woman is such an amazing person that even her pillow's got the word love on it. The one that she's sitting on to look taller on the show. But she's pulling out a huge bin right now, and inside of that bin is $1 million. No, inside of that bin. What is that?
This is one of 7 bins, and I keep every handwritten note anybody's ever written me.
Okay. That just makes me cry, because you're going to die, Lauren. Your kids.
I just want to die. Don't make me die. I don't want to die.
Then your kids are going to get old, and they're going to die. And then your grandkids, and they're going to look at those 7 bins over there. I've always wondered about my grandmother, what kind of person she was, because I think she was a hell of a person. I would love to have those 7 bins on my grandmother. Don't you dare let your kids throw those away. That's the most unbelievable thing I ever saw in my life. Isn't that? But that means everything to you, doesn't it?
And yeah, and when I'm having a bad day or I'm beating myself up about not getting things done that I wanted to get done, you know, or I just go and I'll just grab a couple notes out of there and I'll read it. And it'll remind me again of why I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, and it wasn't. Yeah. So, yeah. I keep every handwritten note, whether if it's on a tiny bit of whatever, you know, I keep every note, every note.
Isn't it amazing? And I saw Michael Burnoff when I announced you on the show. He talked about you. So we'll drop his name here. And Tony and all these people, the common denominator that every one of those people have is not about making a ton of money, but everybody being a better person and the money's going to come. Isn't that it?
Absolutely, that's what it is. I mean, you know, there's a quote, an Irma Bombeck quote, and it says, I hope at the end of my life I'll just slide on into heaven because God used every bit of talent that he gave me, you know, and to really help as many people as possible. Like, look, my job is to, I remember my dad when he was in his office once, as I share with you, I'm a little Jewish girl from the South, and I remember this lady that worked for him said, Doc, I hope you don't take offense to this, but you're the most Christ-like person I've ever met. And my dad said, are you kidding me? That's the highest compliment you could ever pay me. You know, and it's living that, you know, that life of service. One of my favorite books is, I don't know if you've ever seen this book, but I love it. It's a book about service, about Ram Dass's Ladder. Have you ever seen this?
Of course I have, yeah. Wow.
Right? It's a great book about, you know, generosity and why it's necessary to give. And it's, well, first thing is responsibility, right? So, number 8, highest thing is about responsibility. So, anyway.
Ray Higdon, his event raises giant money. That's just coming up. I mean, you name it, these leaders all lead with their heart. And everybody thinks they lead with their wallet or they're trying to get this money and they multiply the amount of people in the room times 300 and they say, look at how much money they're making. And Eric and Marina Worry, Rob Sperry, Frazier, Brooks, Ray Higdon, Jeff Roberti are all looking out on that crowd. And they're not looking at the money. They're looking at the saving of lives. And if you want to be big in this business, you have to think like them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, especially, I mean, I was just thinking back to when Eric and Marina did the auction for here, the October 1, to help serve here. And they just moved here to Las Vegas and they took the Audi. Their Audi that they had, and they put that up, and I think it was $100 a ticket. And the lady, and she was in the very last seat, in the very last row of 16,000 people.
Scared to death.
She went up there, and I mean, to see Eric and Marina so lit up, I think everybody was lit up in that room, right? But Eric's like, how many tickets did you buy? And she's like, what? You know? And so, I don't, and you, it was, I think that if, I'm sure that if we asked Eric and Marina what the highlight of was that event for them, was that, I guarantee that was on, you know, one of the highlights for them. So, for sure.
Yeah, and every one of you, every one of you, the skills are great. But when you get into the radical self-inquiry of being a human being and start understanding that you are awesome, God made you awesome, and you don't have to be like Lauren, you don't have to be like Tom, you don't have to be like Adrian, you don't have to be like Chad Williams. All you have to be is your best you, and you are off to the races. But that means peeling that onion back and finding your greatness within, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, a quote in one of my books is, to be a person you're not is to waste the person you are. And I think that so many times, you know, a lot of people, you know, you say, oh, you know, the biggest compliment I think that I could pay anybody from all these books that I've read, this is just three of my, you know, shelves of books, is to be my best me. Right? When people go, I mean, I don't want to be anything more than my best me. I mean, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm, you know, I've had totally different experiences than anybody else, but I can take what I've learned and, you know, obviously it's very important for me to edify, like, where I learn information from, but, I mean, why not? I mean, why would I waste who I am? You know, and not everybody loves me, I'll be honest, Tom, you know, I'll love you, but I'll kick you in the butt too. And for a lot of people, it doesn't work for them, you know, and that's okay. I'm okay with that because I know, here's what I know about myself. I know without a doubt that my intentions are always good. People might not like how it, like, I know, and I've seen you do it too, right? Our intention is always good. I mean, our, you know, maybe my finesse isn't always there. And I'm, you know, I'm a little bit, a lot of times people think I'm a squirrel. I'm, you know, I got a lot of projects that are going on, but I am laser focused. You know, I've got my freaking goggles right here and I put my goggles on. And when it's time to go to work, you know, I put my goggles on. But I know more than anything, if anybody ever tries to, you know, take that, you know, knowingness away from me, nobody can take it away from me unless I give it to them because I know who I am and I know what I stand for.
This much I know is true, is what I love to say to people. And then I hammer them with something about their life that they don't want to hear. You know, my life is given to alcoholics and drug addicts. So hard truth is really, really important to be able to say to somebody with compassion and love. And a lot of times it doesn't work out for 5 years. And they call me back, and I know Jason Cardamone is on here. He had a friend that he called me about, and it was wonderful, and that ended out okay. Burnoff's on here. I know that. I mean, I am telling you one thing right now. We lock arms, and we become a band of fierce warriors who are committed to love and changing the world through abundance and not fear. We all win. We can win it from where we stand in this army called network marketing, in this army called personal development, and we can take everybody with us all the way to the top where we don't have to deal with all this hate and cynicism and resignation anymore, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's what it just makes me so sad. You know, the bullying and harassment is, you know, in the regular marketplace is still, you know, it still exists. I mean, like you said, we can all win. And I love, you know, that there's two simple truths. You're either adding light to the world or you're adding darkness to the world. Every time you say something nice about something, you add more light to the world. Every time you add, you know, say something negative, you add darkness to the world. And like for me, those are the simple truths that I you know what? And I think another thing that's been really important for me is just forgiveness. You know, we talk about there's three things. One, you got to get over it. Whatever old story was holding you back, whatever like BS, you know, of things that happen, you got to get over it. Second thing is you got to be willing to be coached and coach other people, right? And the third thing is you've got to participate in your own rescue. So, you know, your show is such a great resource for people. There's so many great resources, podcasts, books, seminars, you know, everything, but you've got to choose to participate in your own. It's not just going to show up for you. You got to do the work. I think that's, you know, just that, you know, getting my hair done for your show.
Looks nice.
Thank you very much. But the girl, you know, she was frustrated because some of the people that didn't work in her salon, they were just doing whatever to get by. I'm like, you know, it's the same way with anything. You know, people, you've got to decide what it is for you. Some people, they just want to get a check and go home, and that's all good. But I, you know, I'm hungry. I want to help a lot of people, a lot. Like, I am inspired by you and, you know, Ray and, you know, Fraser and, you know, Erica Marina and so many people that are out there, like, doing big things. And I'm, like, committed to doing them as well. But I'm watching those people. And I think the biggest thing is watch the feet, not the lips. You know, and I remember also many years ago when I was talking to Mark Victor Hansen, he said, look, tithe first, always.
Yeah. He's a little miracle, man. What happened to him? He's kind of fallen out of the landscape. I love that guy. I had him on the show many, many times. Get hold of him. We got to get him on. You can help me co-host it. I forgot about that old curmudgeon. What happened to him?
Like you said, like, I mean, we're... If you don't take time to have a conversations with people, you'll never make, it's always those 2-millimeter shifts, right? Like, that changed my life, because when he shared that with me was right before the recession happened. And I, you know, I freaking lost my home, short sold my $1 million home for $304,000, paid $45,000 to get out of it, you know, and it could have been easy for me to say, oh, I don't have the money to, like, give to the organizations that I give to. And I remember Mark Victor Hansen's words, like, tithe first, Lauren. Always tithe first.
Crazy cool. All right, we got to take yet another break. This is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I am so in love with Lauren LaHave. It's frightening. You have no idea. She is who I want to be when I grow up. She's who you want to be when you grow up. Go to laurenlahave.com. Take a look at what she's doing, because I'm telling you, this woman, this little mighty mite, is changing the world. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Final segment with the great Lauren LaHave. If you haven't watched this whole show, if you just got on right now, go back to the very beginning. This is a human being done well. Now we're going to ask her the million-dollar question, and what is it? I mean, here you are in personal development. Here you are at the racetrack. Here you are doing all kinds of entrepreneurial stuff with your brother. Here you are in a life, the daughter of an optometrist. How on earth did network marketing make sense to you, Lauren, and what do you think about it now since you've been in it for 12 years and just play like you're just getting started? Is your hair still is on fire?
Absolutely. My hair is more on fire.
Yay.
Than ever before. I love, that's my favorite line that you say. And I was listening to you saying you're, you know, and you're still with your hair on fire. That's my favorite thing. And then you have your hair on fire session. So I love that.
Yeah.
I'm more on fire. Are you kidding me? Every day, like, I just did a post on Facebook about, you know, like, well, I'm known as the what if girl. Like, you know, what if I went in and called my friend? You know, my one friend whose daughter had spinal muscular atrophy, and I called her, and now her daughter's 15 years old. You know, or what if I hadn't called my friend Linda, who I know Linda adores you, and I mean, and you adore her. She's amazing. What if I hadn't called her? Right? And I'm more. It's my responsibility. I don't see network marketing as an opportunity. I see it as a responsibility. I really do. To help impact more people. I know that, you know, that I just, the stories from what the business has done for people. I really want to acknowledge Eric and Marina again, just because I think that they've made it so simple for everybody, you know, that the systems, to put the systems, and then our job is to go talk to people and ask them the questions. We always get questions or, you know, are the answer. We need to just start asking people more. But I'm more excited than ever. With regards to network marketing, truly.
Good. Shout out real quickly to Jordan Adler. I mean,
he's... Oh, Jordan. Oh, my God. Shame on me. Jordan's the reason why I freaking know all of you. I'm so sorry, Jordan. Oh, my God. Here's a great example. We were freaking at the foundation room. I went with my friend Susie to go see... she drugged me out because I think it was going through my divorce. She drugged me out, take me to the foundation room because I was a member of the foundation room. And we got to see this magician, and she's over there talking to somebody. I'm like, oh, God, whatever. I wanted to just leave. And I ended up talking to Jordan, and it turned out Jordan and I, like, knew each other and, like, knew of each other. And Jordan's the reason why he connected me to – I was listening to GoPro, and I was taking the videos and, you know, putting them on my iPad. And I said to my friend Patrick, I'm like, oh, my gosh, tell me to call Jordan, because Jordan actually participated in one of our backpack campaigns. I'm like, oh, my God, call Jordan. And Jordan called me, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just listening to you on Eric Worre's GoPro. I got to go to that thing next year. And then next thing I hear this, oh, Lauren, this is Eric Worre. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, Jordan, oh, my gosh, I apologize.
And he's the connector, and he peeled his helicopter into a fuel truck, ended up underneath it, and gas pouring all over him. And God said, this guy can't die today. And he and his buddy walked away. So okay. He's okay. He's banged up, probably freaking out a week and a half later. I would be. I'm a pilot. I know that fear involved with that. And I'm just telling you, we are so happy, Jordan.
So I need to write him. I've been out of the country, so I need to follow that.
Yeah, I talk to him. He's good. But, man, all of us, I mean, life is precious. And, you know, you're one stray across that center line from being anywhere but as successful as you are right now. And Linda Evan, you were talking about the lady down in Australia. She is a little rock star. And she posted a picture of her husband the other day that made me cry. I love the fact that people have such great lives out of coming into this profession, doing well at it, and then paying it forward. And her speech that I heard her do down in Australia was absolutely unbelievable. Then I saw her. I mean, I've seen her speak 3 times, and she just brings me to my knees. So you did a good job bringing that woman into the world. So thank you.
And good woman, you know, and I'm glad everybody got to hear it. You know, Kim, when she did your show, you know, I mean, how she took something so, you know, horrible and is now able to pay it forward as well to help other people. It's just a responsibility, guys. I don't know how else to, like, get curious. Go out there. Talk to the, I love, you know, Angel Fletcher, you know, about how she talks to everybody, you know, like, how's your day? It's fabulous. Like, you know, I'm just, she's another great one. I'd like to get to know a lot better. I love, you know, listening to her and just her level of contribution as well. Just there's so many cool people.
So I went to the Cubs game. Yeah, I go to the Cubs game 2 weeks ago. I'm living with my mother-in-law, and I know I'm going to drive her crazy if I stay there too much, so I'm traveling like crazy. That's the reason I'm going, is because I just don't want the woman to have a nervous breakdown. And it's working. And so as a result of that, I went to Chicago. And I put in Chicago that I was going to be there, and the first person that hit it was Angel to come to the Cubs game with us. So I moseyed over to the Cubs game, and they have an apartment right across the street. They're living the life of Riley. It was just beautiful. And you're right. These people are kind, good people that give things away when people aren't looking. And I also want to be like them when I grow up. It's really, really cool, her and Ryan. Good call. You notice you haven't talked about yourself like any kind of, you know, like, well, here's what I have, or here's what I'm doing. I mean, you are such a selfless leader. It almost creeps me out. I want to be like that. I mean, I truly do. And you are amazing. And I know everybody does too. Go to laurenlehave.com.
I want people to wake up. I'm looking at, I don't know, I'll show you, my normally would be, these are all my manifestation boards right there. You see them? And that's just half of them. But I mean, if you look at my every single one of the boards, it says, be living proof, you know, be on a mission, time to be bold and real with people. All eyes are on you. For me, I'm really looking about who shine their way to a bright future, light their way to a bright future. And just looking like at me grateful. I'm looking at the words that are on there, and that's in front of me every day. That's what I look at every day. So what you look at every day, I mean, it matters. And, you know, I mean, look, all I can do is be my best me. I want to serve. I want to serve on a bigger scale. I feel like I've only tapped like this much of my potential.
You really have.
And so I just want to go serve more. I want to go help more people. Let's do it.
That's kind of a big plan. We're out of here. We love all of you. And I am telling you, I'm so happy we just had one guest on this week and we still didn't have enough time. We'll see you all next week on the Tom Chenault Show. Thanks, Lauren.
Love you, Tom.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.